out of the way 100 years ago and is still out of the way. Sunday night it rains for 14 hours. Monday she calls. It's cold here and the campground is flooded. I better leave. The snow has begun. The wind is blowing at 40 miles an hour and the wind chill is minus 10. She calls from a rest stop. The motorhome is warm, but there's nobody on the highway. Gee, I wonder why. About 7:05 on the longest day, the four winds creeps down our narrow snow-covered street. Adrian backs into Grandma's drive and just sits in the driver's seat, bleeding off the adrenaline. Grandma has been an RVer since the 1950s, so the two veterans talk as though the adventure was just another trip. As for me, I was glad the ordeal was over, and I didn't even go. RVs create memories, some more vivid than others. See what it's all about at Byerly, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
McBride Homes, Missouri's largest home builder, has a great deal for you during their New Year's sales event. Buy a new McBride home and for a limited time get 2018 pricing. That's right. This is your last chance at 2018 pricing. And McBride has nearly 100 market homes ready for a quick move-in, markdown, with tremendous savings. With nearly 40 communities in St. Louis, there's a McBride home for every price point and in every part of town, so there's no reason to wait. So celebrate a fresh start with the new year in a new McBride home. Visit McBrideHomes.com for details.
Maryville University offers more than 90 innovative, market-relevant degree programs. Maryville invests in state-of-the-art technology to empower its students to learn in an engaging, collaborative environment. Through its Digital World program, students receive free iPads loaded with digital textbooks and more than 150 apps. With a dedicated life coach assigned to each student and a 97% career placement rate, Maryville provides a great return on investment. Check out maryville.edu for more information.
With hundreds of wines and craft beers to taste and culinary delights around every corner, you're not going to want to miss the 17th annual Food and Wine presented by Schnucks. January 25th, 26th, and 27th at Union Station. St. Louis Food and Wine presented by Schnucks. Be a part of the largest food and wine show in the Midwest. Schnucks Certified Wine Specialist and Cicerones will be there. Tickets available at stlfoodandwine.com. Thanks to Schnucks.
First, let's talk about the appetizers before we let you know where you can feast on them. When was the last time you had not just any stuffed mushroom, but stuffed jumbo mushrooms with Alaskan blue crab meat? How about pan-seared Greek saganaki fried cheese or thinly sliced beef tenderloin carpaccio with olive oil and a white truffle on top? That's how it's done at Surf and Sirloin. You know the place located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270. Open for lunch Tuesday through Sunday and dinner 7 days a week and serving only USDA prime beef. Check out their menu online at surfandsirloin.com.
A bad place to touch.
What is that place?
We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the January 8th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by Mark and Jason, as in Mark Reardon and Jason Becker with Stiefel. They've been with us for, I'm guessing, 15, 16 years at least, thanks to all of you who've been smart enough to turn to them for financial advice and get their take on what you're doing with your $25,000 or more. We'll talk a little bit more here in a moment about why you might want to consider calling and setting up a complimentary meeting. But first, we have to do a round of introductions, which goes like this.
Hey!
All right. What?
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 What the heck happened? My audio, I didn't hear anything in my headphones, just went blank.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, what do you think happened? Just completely silent.
You might be having a dodgy wire in your headphones.
A what?
Dodgy wire?
Might be a tumor. Right. A broken wire.
Dodgy.
A sketchy wire. I don't know what you guys say over here. You know? It's a little
iffy.
Never
know what it was. Thank goodness it lasted only about 2 or 3 seconds. Now I will continue. At the control board, the man has spent 19 years of his short life. He's not that old. He's only 32. So for almost half his...
Nailed that one, Frank.
More than half of his life, he lived in Great Britain, and 10 of those years were spent in Birmingham, England. I don't know what I'll do when Tim won't be around anymore to make me look stupid. Well, I make myself look stupid. He just calls it out and calls it to people's attention. I actually need that and don't know what I'm going to do without it, but we'll figure something out. But we'll get to that in a moment, and more on that if you don't know what we're talking about. Trevor Limestone Limey, Phillip, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
All right. In the room, not on the road, and we're glad to have him every day that he can drop in person, is the man who did not today go northbound or southbound or westbound or even... Female midget. Now that... That's a segment that's going to be hard to replace every day.
Miss that.
Is that particular contribution by Tim Woodburn. Bill Cleveland, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Heir to the Levi Strauss fortune, Dan Levi Strauss is in the house with his trouser boots.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stiefel, where you can call them at 636-695-2650 and receive a complimentary...
MarkandJason.com.
No, not yet. Not yet.
Was
you jumped the gun
early?
There. Yeah. Okay. You'll receive a complimentary second opinion.
MarkandJason.com.
No, no,
see,
not
that,
yet.
That bit has been done. I just did it.
Go ahead.
You'll receive a complimentary second opinion on your investment portfolio.
MarkandJason.com.
Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE.
For their phone number and more,
go to
MarkandJason.com.
Hi, everybody.
Come on. Hi, Dan.
Okay. Now, I would like for you to stop the music. There will be a lot of people who were not able to listen earlier, the 3 o'clock hour, so they've just now tuned in, maybe on the way home from work or whatever, and we had an announcement earlier, and I think we need to restate it, maybe a shorter rendition of it. Tim Woodburn will not no longer be part of the show after... No, don't do that.
It's
no,
sad
don't
violin
do
music.
No, don't,
he's
don't do
leaving.
That. No, don't. Don't. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's actually not something we need to enhance in any way. Tim Woodburn will no longer be part of the show after Thursday's show. And Tim, if you'd like to very briefly just let people know that what I'm saying is not a joke. There's not going to be, January 8th, you know. I'll let you explain that you are, in fact, leaving after Thursday's show.
I am, and I appreciate the 16 months I've been invited to participate on here. I spoke with the station owner, Randy Markell, and the GM, John Hadley, and Frank earlier this morning. We had 3 long, lengthy conversations, and I have a couple of business opportunities and some goals that I want to accomplish in life, and I can't do that and also be a private investigator and spend 5 hours a day at this station, and so one had to go, and I had a great time here during my 16 months. I'm going to be here through Thursday, and really had a fabulous time each and every day I was here. Enjoyed every moment of
okay.
it.
Okay. And for anybody who thinks you want to email me and go, Frank, what's the real story? That is the real story. There are no hard feelings. Tim and I have never had a harsh word. I've appreciated his contributions to the show. So if you're looking to dig up anything more, there's really nothing more to dig up. That's the deal. So, Tim, have a great next couple of days and have all the fun that I hope you've had for the last 16 months. And good luck to you with whatever it is you decide to focus on and spend more time on. I hope it all goes well for you.
Thank you.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Hebe, you're not leaving, are you? No, he's not leaving. He's staying put. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, yeah.
And Rat Boy says he will. He's been with us. Dan, how long has he been? 30 years? How long's Rat Boy?
Oh,
long,
man, Rat Boy. Down on Market
he says,
Street.
The day he leaves will be the day there's no what?
Jeez.
No money. Yeah, the day there's no cheese, that's the day he leaves. He has a deal with the station that when he comes in every day and opens that kitchen refrigerator, if there's not a brand new pack of cheese in there, and that's right, Red Boy. And the day before, he specifies what kind of cheese he wants put in the refrigerator. That's right, Red Boy. And he said the day they no longer honor that will be the day he is no longer part of the show. And of course, this show would be nothing without the music you hear right now, and that's thanks to Bruce Liprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Yeah. You betcha. We are brought to you by Mark. Hang on a second.
I have to
do what I know you're going to do. Don't even do it. That sound effect. I know. No, see, don't do that.
When you retire or you change jobs, and I know we say this a lot, and I know that a lot of people listening right now are not retiring or not changing jobs, but guess what? One of these days you will do one or eventually both of those things. And when you do, there's something you need to know. And that is, you need to know what it is you don't know, and that's how to handle your 401k money or other retirement fund you may be involved in. When you leave, according to, you know, the government and the tax people, there are certain do's and don'ts, things you need to know. Otherwise, it may cost you. And penalties, like, do you cash out? Do you just roll it over to an IRA? Do you pay tax on the money? And then how long do you have to convert it or roll it over to whatever? How about penalties? Do you get favorable tax treatment on that money? What's the growth potential of the money? And on and on and on. Do you have the answer to those questions? I don't. You probably don't either, but I know somebody who does. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. Mark and Jason. They're with Stifel. Stifel's a member of the SIPC and the NYSE, and I am just asking you to consider setting up an appointment for a complimentary meeting with Mark and Jason. It could be about that, meaning retiring or changing jobs, or it can just be for them to take a look at what you're doing with your $25,000 or more. Get their advice. Even if you have a financial advisor, how could a second opinion hurt? You know the website. You hear it every day. Go to it. Check them out. Get the phone number. I'll give it to you, 636-695-2650. That's 636-695-2650. Or, of course, markandjason.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama.
Well, there's never been anybody since Charles Kuralt to cover the highways and the byways. What is a byway? I mean, I don't even believe I said that. Highways and byways. What's a byway? Does anybody know? We don't even know.
No.
I do not know.
We don't know what it is, but nobody's covered them since Charles Kuralt, the way this guy does.
Maybe it's a highway that goes both ways.
Like, kind of like bisexual?
Kinda yes.
Kind of like you?
Hey!
Don't most highways go both ways, though?
Then they're all byways.
Yeah. Whoops, that was a bit loud. My bad.
As I was saying, he's brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States, the preferred window of the St. Louis Blues, and the preferred window of Paul. More at windowworldstlouis.com. Give it up if you would. Come on now. Bill Clavlon. Bill, how are you today?
I'm good.
A byway is a highway in which that opens up and a boat can go under it.
Are you kidding?
No, that's what it's called, a byway. Where
a drawbridge?
Yeah, like they have in Florida where you have to stop and the road the roads come up and the boats go through and then the roads go back down and you go through back through again.
Never. What are we going to do when you're gone? How are we going to find drawbridge. Out this stuff?
Google stuff ourselves.
Yeah.
Dan, you've never heard of a drawbridge?
No, I know. I know what a drawbridge is, but I didn't know
I've never heard of a byway. I've never heard that either. So, Bill, where are we going?
Well, first, before we go somewhere, I want to make a little announcement here myself. I'm not leaving. That's the first.
Okay.
Sorry, everybody. I'm staying put.
You know what would have been funnier if you'd done it this way? It'd been funny if you said, well, I have some really sad news. I'm staying.
I'm staying. Yeah. Sorry. I talked to Frank about this earlier today. Starting in, I would say, end of this past summer, I started seriously contemplating doing a television travel series, because a lot of people have asked about, like, why aren't you a travel show? Why don't you? And I've thought about it. And so over the course of the last 4 or 5 months, I have talked with friends that have these travel programs and talked with some TV people and this and that. And so in April, I'm going to be producing a pilot episode for PBS for a travel series. And so I'm really looking forward to that. That's the good news. The bad news is I have to pay for it to produce the thing. And so I'm going to be doing a trivia night, coming up at the end of March 29th. It's going to be an all-American trivia night, so everything you think American music and kind of like some of the trivia stuff that we do here on the show. And so it'll be a lot of fun. It'll be at the Shrewsbury Community Center.
Do you dress up for that?
Do I dress up to host the trivia night?
Yeah.
Not particularly. No.
What's the date again of this thing?
It is Friday, March 29th. We've got all the info on my website, billontheroad.com, and some links to some other stuff, including a trailer. I think you saw that. I sent that to you, didn't I? Right?
Yeah.
Just, okay.
Yeah.
A video trailer. It's just a 60-second thing kind of explaining what the series will be about. Essentially, it's kind of like what I do here, just talking about interesting places to see around the country, kind of highlighting the positives in different cities and towns.
Let's not gloss over what you said earlier. Folks, this could lead to Bill hosting a show.
Ooh.
Globally, certainly across the country, on PBS.
I butchered what the definition of a byway is. So if you want to revisit that, I'll tell you what it really is when Bill's segment's over. I butchered it.
Okay. We'll do that just as soon as Bill's segment's over.
Okay. So BillOnTheRoad.com, I'll put that up there. And then if you'll allow me, I'll put it on the AM and the PM Facebook page as well so people can check that out.
How many people will it accommodate? How many people can go
to this? So for the trivia night, there will be 20 tables. So like 200 people. And then we also set up a GoFundMe page as well for people who don't live in the area or just hate trivia. I can't imagine that's the case. But so I have all that up on the website, and I'll share that as well. Today is the birthday of Elvis Presley. He would have been 84 years old today.
Oh, wow.
And we've talked.
84 years old today, it was all I have.
Here we go.
Oh, Lord.
Thank you very much.
We've talked about, you know, Sun Studio. We've talked about his birthplace in Tupelo, and we've talked about Graceland. One thing that I don't think we've ever really discussed is the second floor at Graceland, which you cannot go in. People are not allowed to go up there. And I did some research today, and it's actually pretty interesting. So, first of all, he was found dead at his home, August 16th, 1977, he was...
In the bathroom.
And when you tour Graceland, when you walk through the front door, if you look directly up, that is exactly where he died. That is where the bathroom of the master bedroom is located at Graceland. And so the only people who were allowed in there, Priscilla Presley and then Lisa Marie Presley. It's pretty interesting, the list of people who have tried to get in there. Everyone from... celebrities to presidents, President Bush, President Clinton, they've asked to go and they said, nope, they will not allow people in there. And so there's one celebrity that actually did go in, and it was Nicolas Cage, of all people, because he was married for a short time to Lisa Marie Presley, which I had completely forgotten about. And so he's one of the few people that have gone in. I found
you know what's bizarre about Nicolas Cage? Nicolas Cage, and this is well documented, has had a fixation about Elvis for years. I mean, he's absolutely obsessed with this guy. So what does he do? The ultimate fantasy turned to reality? He marries his daughter.
Right.
I mean,
yeah,
wow.
Pretty wild.
Now you're, yeah.
Pretty wild. So I uncovered this today, and I had never seen this before. So there's an actual, I guess, memo that exists, a list of rules, of guidelines of how to get into Elvis's master bedroom. So if for some reason somebody needed to get in there for, I don't know if they were documenting something, or I don't know whether it would be the police, or I don't know why people would need to get in there. But so there actually exists a memo, and it works sort of like this. So there's a guy named Jack Soden, S-O-D-E-N. He is the CEO of Elvis Presley Enterprises. He has been since they first opened in the early 80s. So if you needed to get in to or wanted to for some reason, I don't know if you're writing a biography or I don't know, whatever. So you have to provide a written memo to this guy, the CEO, for the reason you need access with the approximate time recorded in the room, the approximate time that you would be in there. The memo is then approved by Soden and then forwarded on to Priscilla or Lisa Marie Presley and her representatives. It is approved or disapproved by either and then sent back. If it's approved, this guy, the CEO, he retrieves the keys from Graceland's vault area. The door has two different combination locks. So Soden, the CEO, he has one of the combinations, or one of the door locks, I guess, and the other is from the head of Graceland Security. He has the other one. I mean, it's like the nuclear bomb thing. Like, you got to have two keys to open it up.
It's like getting into your bedroom.
That's right. Yeah. And so
how would you know that, Tim?
I read his memo.
It's in my book. So the people who do end up being approved to enter the bedroom, they are checked for cameras. And it's listed on a pad, everything that they would bring into the room. And then, obviously, they check them to make sure nothing is taken out of the room. And then, you know, security, obviously, escorts them around. It's pretty crazy, like, all the things you would have to jump through.
This seems like it's a bit much.
I agree.
You know, like overkill. I don't know.
It's pretty wild. And there are some pictures floating around online, but no one has ever really
authenticated.
Gee, many Christmas. Yes, thank you.
The Brit corrected your English. I want to host the show.
Isn't it strange, though, that somebody would actually, that would be their whole goal? I'm going to get in the bathroom where he died. Yeah. I mean, do you think most people would even want to walk up to where he actually died?
Oh, I think there are lots of people who would want to do that. I mean, I think it's weird. I mean, I think it's as weird as people who go to where the, you know, state pen up in Jeff City and want to sit on the, you know, in the gas chamber chair. Like, I think that's bizarre. So people, yeah, they'll do strange things.
Was there any revelation as to what, and this is going to sound weird, is it what exactly, what position he was in? Was he just sitting there reading a book? Was he pooping? Were his pants down? Was there ever any, I don't think there
was one of those situations where he kind of like fell forward and then it's just his butt in the air?
My understanding was he was in there reading. He had gone in there to read a book to not bother Ginger Alden, who was his girlfriend at the time. He wasn't pooping or anything. He went to read. I don't know. I think that's probably what they wanted to put out there because the other would be kind of disgusting.
Yeah. You know? If you search around, you'll find some photos, but like I said, they're not what's the word? They're not
authenticated.
Authentic, yes, sir. Thank you. Yeah. But pretty interesting nonetheless. So there you go. And it is, we've talked about Graceland before. It's worth seeing once. You're not going to go back a second time.
Well, I disagree because I was talking to some people about a week ago who had just been, and it's been so long since
You've forgotten it,
I haven't forgotten it, okay. But there are things, like the airplane wasn't there when I was there, and that's a pretty big deal. They're also, they've put up a couple of additional places to display certain things that he owned, and when they start telling me, I said, well, I didn't see any of that. And I think if it's been, in my case, like 20 years, maybe it would be a good place to go back because I think there's a lot that's been done that we didn't see before.
Yeah, the museum across the street is pretty cool. There's a lot of stuff, including his cars and, like you mentioned, the two planes.
Yeah, that wasn't there either.
So then, yeah, and there's actually, this is not breaking news, but I can't remember what paper reported this, but so he's buried there. The gravesite is there, and people have just now recently noticed that his name is misspelled on his grave.
No, that's not recent.
Okay. All right.
It's not recent.
So Aaron, you saw that. Yeah. That's okay.
I read that. Honest to goodness, like right after they buried him, somebody called attention to the fact that his name is spelled differently than his birth certificate.
Okay.
And I think that's nothing more than just a mistake. I don't know if it means anything.
Maybe he's still floating around, Elvis. Maybe he didn't die.
He lives in Kansas City.
That's what they say. Mm-hmm. That's right. He works. He's a friend of a dentist in Kansas City.
Yeah. All right. As always, if you'd like more, you can go to BillOnTheRoad.com. And I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
That's authentic applause right there.
I'm in trouble saying that.
It absolutely is. I feel kind of bad for the newspaper business because, one, like radio and TV and billboards, the social media thing has taken a bite out of their advertising revenue. But the other reason I feel bad is a newspaper really has a tough time competing in the category of news. And I give you an example. This morning I pick up USA Today, and here's the whole breakout of the Golden Globes. Who won? Well, my goodness, that's 36 hours old. By the time, and it's front page stuff, the hit life section, Glenn Close makes a speech. Old news. And in that department, there's nothing they can ever do about that except people go online to read the online version, the electronic version of the paper, which I think is in 10 years where pretty much most newspapers are headed. Hundreds of them have already had to bail out of
the printable version and just go to online. But that really jumped out at me this morning. I thought, man, I feel bad. At least radio, we can jump in and go, here's Tim Woodburn with a break. Can't do that after Thursday, of course, because he won't be here. But you know what I'm saying. We can update and be current where the newspaper can't. My, I'm going to do my best to have this come across in a way that you people, especially with iPhones, can understand it. It's very visual, but I was able to figure it out just by reading this in an article this morning, and I'm going to read it to you. And it's one of those things that your phone can do that you never knew it could do. And I'll start with this. Have you ever tried to edit a text? You go back and look at a text and you realize, oh, I want to change this word. So you tap the screen hoping to put the cursor right where you want it. But sometimes you have a hard time getting the cursor where you want it, and you certainly can't ever get it in the middle of a word. Let's say you misspell a word and you want to go into the middle of a long word and just change one letter, okay? Get this. I'll read you. It's not long. It was a thing this morning, one of those, here's some things you didn't know you could do, and it's called, your keyboard can be used as a trackpad. Now listen to this. It says, how many times have you awkwardly tried to navigate a text message or email by tapping on the screen where you want to place your cursor? It's maddening, especially if there are minute errors you need to fix. Thankfully, the iPhone can help you plant your cursor right where you want it. Now, follow me. All right, imagine that you're holding the phone, and on your screen, at the top part of the screen is who the message is to, and then you're typing the subject matter, the content. At the bottom is the keyboard. Hit the keyboard with your finger fairly hard. Tap it firmly and keep your finger on it. The keyboard will disappear. And while your finger is down, there's a cursor that when you move your finger, it will go wherever you want it, even in the middle of a word. Now, it's unbelievable. I did this today, and I thought, how did I never know about this? So, again, all you need to remember is next time you're in a text and you're kind of editing it, I want to change this word, put your finger, your index finger, down on the keyboard itself, and the entire keyboard will disappear. Keep your finger down and start moving it. You won't believe what you'll see. The cursor, you can put the cursor in the middle of a word and change one letter, which I never could do before. It's one of like 1,000 things that your phone will do that you don't know it'll do. And if you want to really be fascinated, sometimes just Google, just type in, what are all the things my smartphone will do that I don't even know it can do? You're not going to believe what comes up. It's pretty amazing. My grandson is doing something right now, and I got to be part of it this morning with his dad, that when I started participating in this, 100 flashback memories came, not only of my boys, but myself, and that is learning to ride a bicycle. It is a big, big deal to a kid. It's a big deal. It's frightening. It's exciting. And we tried to tell him yesterday, look, no more training wheels. And he actually at one point started to cry. I have to have training wheels. And I said, no, you don't. You don't. We're not even going to have training. You're just going to get on the bike. Some friends of ours told us how they taught their kid to ride a bicycle. And by the way, I do not condone this in any way. And they weren't kidding. They took them to a road where there was a long hill and just pushed them and let them go downhill as they go fast. As you go faster on a bike, it's easier to balance. And it's like jumping in the deep end of the pool. They just said, we just pushed them and let them go. Wow. And said, believe it or not, you do that a couple of times, they can ride a bike. I don't believe that's a good way to do it. Nope. But if you've never tried to teach a kid to ride a bike, it's exhausting, it's frustrating, but it's so exciting when you let go and they realize nobody's holding on. So I'm glad to be part of that. It's a big deal, and it's fun, and I think it's a very monumental milestone in a kid's life. There are a couple of stories that we didn't get. Oh, wait a minute. There's one other little tip I saw. Oh, this is a good one. And this one is one that most people have known about for a long time. It still has to do with your phone. you can know who's calling you on your cell phone without ever looking at your cell phone. Now, how would you do that?
Voice?
Close. Ringtone. Oh. And I'm amazed at how many people still don't realize that you can assign a different ringtone to, let's say, a handful of people that you know are regular callers. Your mom, your dad, your brother, your sister. I'll give you an example. Here's my daughter's. Let me pull it up here. This is my daughter's ringtone. When I hear this, I know that. Well, shoot.
Is it her singing?
No. Here it is. Hold on. Here it is.
Your daughter is attempting to reach you on your cellular device.
See? Now, when I hear that, I know it's her. Now, let me give you another one here. This is my wife. When my wife calls me, and Dan's heard this right at the station, here's what happens, and I know it's her.
Warning! It's the wife!
Now, Dan, you want to hear yours? This is what I have for you.
Oh,
when I hear that, and again, I don't have to look at the phone, I know who's calling. This is Dan's ringtone.
Hello and welcome to the Mental Health Hotline.
Oh,
if you are a person,
post your first one. Awful.
Mental Health Hotline. That's you. Now, here's my older son, because a couple of summers ago, he bought a great pontoon boat. So when he calls me,
oh, is this pontoon?
Yeah, it is. It is. It's yeah, motorboat. It is. Hang on.
Motorboat.
Here, here it is. Here's.
Say motorboat.
Bird.
Oh, that's loud.
So when I hear that, so if you've never played with it or done it, get somebody young in your family to show you how to do it. It's pretty simple. And assign different rings to different people, and you don't even have to. And by the way, do it for people you can't stand. And then when it goes off, I'm not answering that phone. I know who that is. I don't want to talk to that jerk. It works both ways. So there's another little phone tip. What else did I want to make sure I... Oh, this is a good one. This is a column written by a guy named Johnny Taylor. Johnny Taylor is an expert in HR, okay, with corporations. And somebody writes him and asks him a question. Here's the question. My boss is a transgender woman, but I knew her when she was a he. I'm not referring to him as her. Can I be fired for this? You know what the answer is? Yes. The answer is yes. He says the short answer is yes. You can be fired. It's disrespectful. You have to acknowledge the person's sex change. What in the world has happened that you can be fired simply because for 20 years I knew this person as a guy, and I slip up and go, he told me I needed to come in early, and they went, oh, you mean she, I'm going to report you for calling me, and you can be fired for that.
I just call him by name.
Something wrong. Well, you know what? That's what the article says. Yeah. He says to be safe, then you got to call him by his new girl name, okay? Like if you call Caitlin Bruce...
Yeah,
you're fired if that was your boss. So you got to make yourself remember to,
like Terry or something like that. One that can be both.
Pat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now.
Bill.
What the?
There are guys named Johnny. I mean, women named Johnny.
Yeah.
There's some women and Bobby. There's
and
some
Danny.
Women named.
There are men named Stacy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We have a couple gay people in my family. We just went ahead and called them by the other one. Like I have an Aunt Randy. And I have an Uncle Katie.
Nice.
What are we going to do without you? I don't know. Now, this goes in the category of, oh, my goodness, what next? You know, when something bad happens to somebody and it seems like they've turned it all around and then another bad thing happens, check this out. There was a professional dancer who lost part of a leg in the Boston Marathon. The woman, she's a professional dancer, Adrienne Haslett, and she's become a global advocate for amputee rights, and she was messed up really, really badly, and she managed with the new leg to adapt and dance again. She just got hit by a car walking across the street in Boston and is really crushed the left side of her body. That's when you just go... Really? and you look up to the sky and go, what next? What did I do to deserve this? That's unbelievable. It's like these guys that come back from Afghanistan and they get shot in the parking lot somewhere. You know, the six deployments or whatever, and then some guys get in a fight in the parking lot, and you happen to be in the wrong place, and boom. Or better yet, who was the guy who got shot on the shooting range? The lone survivor guy. Remember that? He took another soldier to shoot.
Oh, that was
therapy.
Yeah.
And then he accidentally shoots him.
That was the sniper.
Was it the American sniper?
Was that the same as the lone survivor? Yeah. I confuse lone survivor with American sniper.
American sniper was the Bradley Cooper one.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's just when you have to just go, okay, I guess we'll never understand a lot of things in this
life. His name was Chris Kyle, by the way.
Yeah.
Chris Kyle. That's right. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
I promised the guy who called earlier that I would do this joke because he asked me about it. If I knew it, do I know it? I've told it for years.
So oh, you know what? Did Tim ever explain Byway?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, the actual one.
Oh, no, he didn't come back with a correction. I'm sorry. What was the real
quick,
definition?
It's a road that can be defined by any one of its natural. It can be an unpaved road. It has some type of archaeological reasoning behind it. It could be a scenic route type of road. There are about six different ways to call a road a byway, not just the one where it opens up for boats, although that is included.
Mm. Huh. All right. You certainly don't want to leave this show with something that you didn't correct that was a mistake. Ladies, thanks for coming in. So, as I promised, I forgot the caller's name. Here it is, the great Timbuktu joke. It takes place in the classroom. Fifth graders. And the assignment from the teacher is, she says, tomorrow when you come in here with a poem. And the only rules are the poem has to include Timbuktu. So the next day the class comes back and she calls on Becky. She says, Becky, do you have your homework done? She says, yes, ma'am, I do. I have a Timbuktu poem. She says, well, let's hear it. The class would love to hear it. Becky stands up. She says, I walked along the ocean shore as ships sailed out of view. I knew their destination. They were headed for Timbuktu. And the class applause. Ernie is waving his hand frantically, and the teacher's always reluctant to call on Ernie because Ernie has a little bit of a speech impediment, and sometimes words sound like things that he didn't mean for them to sound like, but he's so enthusiastic today, and he's just almost about to wet his pants, his hands flying all the... She says, okay, Ernie, share with us your Timbuktu point. Ernie stands up, and he says, Tim and I, a-walkin' we went... We spied three maidens in a tent. Since they were three and we were two, I bucked one and Tim bucked two.
Get a check on traffic with Tory Lyons.
Traffic sponsored by Peloton. Live studio classes in the comfort of your home. Accident eastbound 70 near Cypress. You're heavy from an earlier crash on eastbound 70 at West Florissant. An accident downtown eastbound 64 past 14th Street's been cleared from the left lane. You've got a vehicle fire reported westbound 64 at Clarkson Olive. They also cleared the crash westbound 44 west of 141. Winter or summer, rain or shine, with the Peloton bike, it's always the perfect weather to sweat. And with up to 14 live rides a day and over 10,000 more on demand, nothing will get between you and your workout. Learn more about the Peloton bike at onepeloton.com or visit your local showroom. I'm Tory Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Kevin Moret here from Antality Men's Health. We have the privilege of taking care of thousands of guys, and year over year, guys with hormone balance, strong metabolism, are crushing it. Their careers are taking off, they're coaching their kids' sports, they're making an impact on their communities. If you feel like you've lost a step, we can help. If our doctors restore your hormone balance, then you're back to the guy you were meant to be. Our services are covered by insurance, so every guy can afford it. Schedule a free consultation at lowtusa.com. That's lowtusa.com.
McBride Homes, Missouri's largest home builder, has a great deal for you during their New Year's sales event. Buy a new McBride home and for a limited time get 2018 pricing. That's right. This is your last chance at 2018 pricing. And McBride has nearly 100 market homes ready for a quick move-in, marked down, with tremendous savings. With nearly 40 communities in St. Louis, there's a McBride home for every price point and in every part of town, so there's no reason to wait. So celebrate a fresh start with the new year in a new McBride home. Visit McBrideHomes.com for details.
It's the perfect time to lift local at Club Fitness. Join by January 15th for just $10 a month with no enrollment and no contract.
With 23 locally owned locations, Club Fitness is lifting our whole town to healthier, happier lives. They really care about everybody in St. Louis.
So join the movement and lift local.
Because lifting local is the right fit for everybody.
Club Fitness. Join by January 15th for just $10 a month with no enrollment and no contract. See Club for details.
With hundreds of wines and craft beers to taste and culinary delights around every corner, you're not going to want to miss the 17th annual Food and Wine presented by Schnucks. January 25th, 26th, and 27th at Union Station. St. Louis Food and Wine presented by Schnucks. Be a part of the largest food and wine show in the Midwest. Schnucks Certified Wine Specialist and Cicerones will be there. Tickets available at stlfoodandwine.com. Thanks to Schnucks.
Let's go down to Dallas, Texas. Mike Evans standing by, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door. They are open for business today because today is Tuesday. They weren't yesterday because the only day they're closed is Monday. Reservations, a must for dinner at Annie Gunn's. Gift cards sold every day, thousands a year, because who wouldn't appreciate a gift card from Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse Market? And not just the holidays, birthday, promotion, graduation, acceptance into whatever. Gift card from Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse, a good idea. They're both east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Evans. Mm-hmm. Jump right in. Mm-hmm. Jump right in there. What do you have for us?
Hey, well, this week's pop quiz theme, name the name of the star that has the most expensive home based on last year's registered main residence. Today, is it Lady Gaga? Anne Hathaway.
Yes.
Leonardo DiCaprio. Harrison Ford. Answer in just a minute. That's pretty good. I like that one. Love Nuggets, Kevin Spacey appeared in court yesterday to plead his not guilty to sexual assault and battery. But more news on that. Not only could he get 5 years, stay tuned. Get ready for Kevin's brother, Randy Fowler, who says that Kevin is the worst kind of sex pervert.
Whoa.
And has been for 30 years.
Wow. His Whoa, brother.
His own brother.
And now Randy, the brother, is shopping a tell-all book, and several publishers are very interested. And this could turn out to be a very bad thing. And I hear the prosecutors have like 32 different people that say that they were sexually assaulted by Kevin Spacey over the years.
Oh boy!
I don't think any of this looks good, but I don't think he's going to prison.
Who knows?
No, I don't know.
I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't.
Okay.
And when he was in court, he acted like it was no big deal or something.
Yeah, exactly how I expected him to act. Just sort of nonchalant, you know. I'm kind of above it all. I'll get out of this.
And like I said, he flew first class right next to me from L.A. to New York. Never hit on me, so I don't even know that he's gay. Hard to believe.
Are you sure he didn't hit on you? Were you conscious? Were you conscious through the whole flight? Or did you take a nap? Are you sure he didn't touch you?
My zipper was down when we landed. You don't think...
Oh.
No.
Were you walking?
Movie news. I'm not even going to ask what he said.
Go ahead.
Have you seen Bird Box?
No.
No.
Oh, it's such a great movie. Sandra Bullock, 45 million people have seen it. Only on Netflix. Such a good movie. But because just on Netflix, politics, work, Golden Globes, Oscars, not even considering it, but really a great movie.
For what it's worth, our movie guy was on today, Dan Buffa, and he said exactly what you just said. He said it was absolutely worth watching.
There you go. Speaking of globes, people straining to get a look at Halle Berry at the red carpet on Sunday night. She was wearing open-toed shoes. Not often you get a chance to see that sixth toe on her right foot.
Oh.
Alien.
But I guess if you're that close to Halle Berry, you're not going to be looking at her feet. You know what I mean?
No, no.
She was wearing an atomic dress, by the way. That's 90% that fallout.
Mm-hmm.
I knew you did.
Oh, see what you did there?
I see that. Yeah.
Most anticipated movie of the coming years, the 4th of July, The Irishman, starring Robert De Niro, Joe Pesci, Al Pacino, and others. It is an inside look at the mob and the real story on the who, why, where, when, and how Jimmy Hoffa was murdered. What's weird is it's called The Irishman, but all the stars are Italian.
He is the Irishman.
What in the world?
Nothing. The world has
nothing.
Are you all right? You all right?
Yeah.
This week, remembering my grandmother Nina, she died 25 years ago. She was 96 years old this week. So today, one of my favorite things that Nina said, out of the clear blue sky to me, Nina said one time, "Mac, listen, an American woman will have sex 3 times a week, but a Japanese woman only has sex 5 times a year. I had no idea I was Japanese, Mac." She was the best. How much time I got?
You have 2 minutes.
Really? That's pretty good, huh?
That's good.
Okay,
yeah.
we'll squeeze this one in. What's up with John Travolta coming out with posed photographs showing that he was bald? I've been telling you he was bald for 25 years.
And I don't know how anybody in their right mind could not know he's bald.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully that'll end that black tar lacquer he slapped on his head like cheese on a cheap pizza.
Cheese.
That's right, Rat Boy.
Rat Boy picked up on that, and finally on the broadcast.
I sure did.
Could be right on time. Who has the most expensive house today? Lady Gaga, Harrison Ford, Leonardo DiCaprio, Anne Hathaway.
I'm going to go with Leonardo DiCaprio.
I was going to go Leo DiCaprio.
Leo. I think we're supposed to go with Leo, so I'm going to go with a guy who, to me, doesn't have much range as an actor. He's kind of always the same guy, Harrison Ford.
Anne Hathaway calls her place the Dumpy Loft in Soho. I guess it is dumpy. It only costs $12 million. Harrison Ford and Calista Flockhart live in Brentwood, not far from where O.J. used to live, $13.6 million. Leonardo DiCaprio's Miami spread, unbelievable, $21 million. But 3,000 miles away on Malibu's beach is Lady Gaga's 9-bedroom mansion, $22.2 million.
Wow.
Answers Lady Gaga. I'm Mike. I'm in Dallas. I'm taking care of my business, and I'll see you.
I have a different clothes today. Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, both east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Thank you for joining us today. We appreciate it. We'll be back tomorrow. Hope you will, too. Thank a police officer, a firefighter, every chance you get. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead in your mind, miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? Well, I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye. All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is Tim McKernan. You are listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. President Trump is preparing for his first primetime address to the nation from the Oval Office to talk about what he calls a humanitarian and national security crisis on the border with Mexico. Trump is planning to visit the border in Texas on Thursday. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is stepping forward in the partial government shutdown debate. The Kentucky Republican has mostly tried to stay out of the fray and let negotiations between President Trump and congressional Democrats continue. However, today McConnell said the government is shut down because Democrats are unwilling to negotiate over border security.
I would urge our Democratic colleagues to get past these harmful political games and get serious about negotiating with the president.
The Supreme Court is not going to save a company owned by a foreign government from the special counsel investigation. The court declined to overturn a lower court ruling on the mystery case that said the unknown company faces fines until it complies with subpoenas. Little is known about